Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norell, thank you very much for sponsoring us. It helps keeps the light on the show. Now, on with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Lance Johnson. I've been living in Fort McMurray since 1974. I work construction and I own the Black Horse Pub next door, and I come to this great place to get my hair cut all the time.
There we go. Okay, so you're right next door. So you are the part of the title, Thickwood Barbershop, next to the Black Horse Pub.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I've got tons of questions. So how long have you been the owner of the Black Horse for?
Since September, but I helped build it back in the day because the gentleman that owned it, I worked for him at the time.
And okay.
So I was part of the construction team to put it together.
Okay, so listen, I can't tell you how much time and money I've spent in your establishment.
I appreciate
that. I love the Black Horse.
That's awesome.
So the Black Horse is like a Fort McMurray staple.
Yes, it's been here for 27 years, 28 years now. It's been here for a long time.
Nice. The one thing that I always remember about the Black Horse is my father-in-law. He's from Ireland. And so I remember back in the day, you had a group of like the old school Irish guys who would go and watch their soccer games at the Black Horse.
Yeah,
and that was like
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that was a big thing. So, okay, so you helped with the construction of it.
Yes.
And so how did you transition into becoming an owner of it? Like, what about the Black Horse, like, drew you to it?
The folks that owned it they've left town, they've retired, they've kind of moved on, and they were just, it was time for them to move away from the bar, and they contacted me and see if I was interested, and of course I obviously was, and
here we are. So this is as of, like, September 2021 that you took over?
That I took over, yeah.
Okay.
I started managing it in July.
Okay. And the majority of the staff is still there, because I was there literally like 3 weeks ago, and like this,
we
some of the
have,
things.
Hands down, bar none, the best staff in any bar in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
They've been there a long time. All of them have been. They're all long termers. There's nobody there who's been there for a short term. They're all long term.
Nice. People. And from the music to the food to the drinks, like you guys are crushing it on all categories.
Yep.
So
we do our best.
What can we do here at the Mac City Morning Show in Fort McMurray? Everybody listening, how can we help the Black Horse?
Well, we have great specials. We have great beer, we have great entertainment. We're starting to do a country and weekend music once a month, which the Black Horse never did. It was always rock and roll, or more of a lounge setting.
Yeah.
And now we're bringing in country and western once a month, which we had it last weekend, which was a great success.
Yeah.
And the folks that were there liked it. They were quite happy with the change.
Okay. Now you guys have a Facebook page. You post on there regularly.
Facebook on a regular basis.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so now you said you were doing construction as well. So
I work for Fort McKay Alcor.
Okay.
Out at site, I look after the Syncrude site.
Okay.
For them. I'm the construction manager out there.
So how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
Since 1974.
1974? Okay, so where did you move from?
I moved from Ontario originally. I moved here with my parents.
Okay, so you're a child. I was just going to say, you don't look that old, man.
I was 11 years old when I moved here.
Okay. And so what brought your parents out here?
Work. Same thing as everybody else.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity. And the location my father had worked at, the plant that he worked at, had closed.
Yeah.
So we converted a school bus into a mobile home, and then we drove from Ontario to Fort McMurray.
Nice. So me and Tanner always ask these questions. You might not fall into the category to answer it, though. What school did you graduate from?
Here.
Yeah.
Pierpont.
Peter Pond, that's what I was going to say. You might be, usually you ask a question and it's like a rivalry between like Merck, Composite, and Westwood. I'm just like, wasn't even here.
No.
It's just Merck and Westwood, there's no competition with Comp.
Yeah, Comp's the best school. That's where Tanner went to school, he loves Comp. Wow, so you've seen a dramatic change in the community, obviously, since 74.
When we moved here, this building wasn't here.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Down where the Petro-Can is kind of where the construction stopped at that point in 1974.
That's right.
We used to ride our dirt bikes up here as kids.
Nice. So what was, I'll go a positive and negative. What is the favorite thing that you've seen in regards to the growth of Fort McMurray since the 70s to now?
The people. The people that are here for one reason. They're here to come to work, raise families.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. It's good to see that.
Yeah.
Right? It's there was a time where it was more of a transient town,
mm-hmm.
where people came and gone, and now it's more of a stable town where people are living here, they're staying here, they're raising their families here, right?
That's right, that's right.
So it's nice to see.
Yeah. Now on the flip side, what's something that you miss from when it was just a smaller community back in the day?
Well, being able to be that little terror when you run on your dirt bike down Franklin Avenue, you can't do no more.
Because that's right.
Yeah. Those kind of things.
That's right, yeah. That's the same. When I was a kid, I grew up here in the 80s. I'm born and raised here myself, and that was one thing. Well, back then when it was quieter,
you get away with a little
bit
more.
You could get away with a little bit more. The only downside, though, was everybody knew everybody, so although I might have got away with something, the next morning when I woke up, my parents got the phone call about me doing whatever I was doing because constable whatever would call the house, and you're like, oh man, so you didn't really get away with it.
We have an outside person that wanted to say something about this man paying for his food and drinks at Blackburn.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he can come in after his hair. This is the best thing about doing on live locations is people get to come in. So we're going to have somebody join us in a little bit, so that's cool. So I got asked the question now as a bar owner. I can never do it. Personally, because if I go to a bar, I want to be part of the party. I'd have a hard time.
You have to learn to lead.
Yeah, exactly. But when you are on the other side of the bar having some fun, what is your drink of choice?
I like vodka ginger ale.
Vodka ginger ale?
I used to drink Ryan Coke and I kind of steered away from that one to vodka.
I have never heard of it. What do you even call that, vodka ginger ale? What's that drink called?
Vodka ginger ale.
That's it. That's just it. It doesn't have a fancy name, not like a screwdriver or anything.
No, no.
I've never even tried that. That would be a good drink. I've heard like a dark and stormy, where you got rum and ginger beer, but, or like, I like Guinness. I like it straight, not Guinness, sorry, Jameson's. Yeah. But I like it straight, but I have some buddies who will put some ginger ale. Vodka ginger ale. Tanner, you ever heard of vodka ginger ale?
Yeah? I drink vodka.
Yes, everything goes good with vodka.
Yeah, it's the vanilla ice cream with liquor.
Yeah. So now, when it comes to food options at the Black Horse, what is your go-to meal?
We the Friday night steak special.
Okay, tell me about that.
We have two steaks, full meal for $30, so it's $15 a plate, basically.
Okay.
The cooks are amazing. We buy our steaks from Premium Meat next door.
Right.
Right. So it's good and it's quite popular.
That's actually awesome.
We can go through anywhere from 60 steaks at a night, depending, up to 130, 140.
Wow.
So it can get really busy.
Wow. So it's a popular night then.
Yep.
What is the night that you wish would be more popular?
Monday and Tuesdays.
Yeah?
We have a Monday night fresh cod special.
Okay.
On Monday nights.
Okay.
Tuesdays are pasta nights.
Okay.
They're kind of the two quieter days out of the week.
Which, right. Makes sense. But if we're trying to pump up a day, those are our days.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have Wednesday wings and Thursday burger and Friday steak night, and right?
So there's specials every day. I'm embarrassed to say this. I've never tried your burger.
Burgers are good. They're $10 burgers.
Okay.
Burgers, fries.
This is on Thursday. Fried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to swing by.
Today.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try one of these burgers. Listen.
They're homemade.
Homemade burger. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we have a segment on the show. It's called the Max City Minute. This week it's sponsored by Thickwood Barbershop, next to the Black Horse Pub. So thank you, Thickwood Barbershop, for sponsoring the Max City Minute.
Great guys.
There you go. Tanner's going to have some questions for you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What was the biggest surprise you got from owning a bar?
The biggest surprise I got from owning a bar? The people that appreciated ownership being here on a full-time basis. They really like that. They you know, and they see me working behind the bar. They see me doing stuff, so it's...
Question number two. What is your favorite part of owning such a historical part of Fort McMurray?
Oh,
that's a good
Trick question. No, run that by me again.
What is your favorite part of owning such a historical piece of Fort McMurray?
No doubt.
Favorite part? It's just great that it's got to be the longest standing pub in Fort McMurray. So I take a lot of pride in the fact that it's still here. I helped build it originally. I'm still part of it. It makes me really proud.
And your final question, why do you like getting your hair cut at Thickwood Barbershop?
Because they do a great job and they're great people.
And those have been your questions.
There you go. Good job, Tanner. Yeah, no, I'm trying to run through my head right now if there is another bar that's been here longer than you guys, but there's even up in Gregoire, Reckless is closed down now.
Yeah, you could compare it to the Bailey's, but the Bailey's really isn't the pub that it used to be. They've changed it around so much.
That's
right. It used to be a really English style pub.
That's right.
And when they tore it apart and renovated it, it kind of lost that character.
100%.
But it's been around just as long.
Bailey's is a good bar. I like it's nice, but it's very different. I remember going in there. We won't say before, but I remember I remember going into Bailey's Pub when it was the wood.
Yep.
And you had the little the nooks that you could hang out in, the little booths and stuff. It was smaller. I get it had to get bigger, but yeah, Bailey's is it. All right, we got a special guest that wants to say something. So how you doing, my man?
Good.
There you go.
How are you?
Good.
What do you want me to do with that?
You just got talked into.
Okay.
There you go.
So I took my wife to, my daughter lives up the street. I'm from BC actually, but I work here.
Okay.
And I go back and forth. So she lives a couple blocks away. And I took my wife down to the Black Horse Pub for Valentine's Day. And I was asking the waitress what the new owners are like.
Right.
Because I've been going there off and on for about 4 years. It's my favorite place to go. People are great, and it's an Irish pub. My last name's O'Toole, so I kind of like it there.
There you go.
So I just asked the waitress, how are the new owners? And she said, they're sitting right there. And so we kind of just tipped our beer. And my house flooded in Merritt, so we haven't had very much good luck lately, and totally flooded. The insurance walked away.
Yeah.
And I had told the waitress this, and when this fellow was leaving, the owner, he said, whatever they're having, put it on my tab.
Yeah.
And I asked the waitress, I said, did you tell him about our situation? And she goes, no, he just, that's just the kind of guy that he is. So I tipped my hat off to you, sir. Thank you very much. My wife was very emotional and made the whole night. It was awesome.
There you go.
So the waitress got a good tip.
Great. There you go. Thank you for that awesome story.
You're welcome. Gotta go.
There we go. Perfect. Impromptu drop in at the Max City Morning Show. I love it. That's a great story, man. Thank you very much. But that's the cool thing about your establishment. Over the years, there's lots of stories like that of people meeting their wife or their husband there, or their first date, or I know I've been to a few retirement parties that are there. It really is a landmark of Fort McMurray.
100%.
Yeah, cool.
Definitely.
Well, listen, man, that's the end of the show. Thank you for making the time to sit down with us today. Do appreciate it. But before we cut anybody loose, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
Have a shout out. Oh my God. I'd like a shout out to the whole staff at the Black Horse and all the staff that work here.
They're
absolutely amazing on both sides.
That's a good shout out. All right, before McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning into the Max City Morning Show. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, and for the Max City Minute this week, Thickwood Barbershop next to the Black Horse Pub. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.